Father in heaven, we thank you that we can come to this blessed sacred house to listen to your word. Dear Father, I ask you to accept my thanks for the gift of life. Accept my thanks, dear God, for conferring upon me this high and holy honor of speaking for you. I want to do it, dear God, to the best of my ability, giving you all the glory. Isaiah 42 verse 8 says, I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another. And so, Father, you take all the glory, dear God, but give us all the blessings you see we need. I ask you to pronounce a very special blessing on our guests who are with us tonight. May they be so touched they will come again. Let the angels protect us that we may worship in safety, and let the Spirit guide us into truth, I pray. In Jesus' name, let God's people say, amen and amen. Our subject for tonight, living by the Word. Living by the Word. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. We shall read from verse 1. What book did I say? Genesis. What chapter? Reading verse 1, you know it without looking. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, all things were made by God. And frequently in the Bible, heaven and earth means everywhere. And so when Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, he meant everywhere, because there is no place where Jesus does not have power. Can you say amen? And so heaven and earth means everywhere. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's fact number one. Fact number two, how did God do that? Verse 3 of Genesis 1. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. If you look at verse 6, and God said, you look at verse 9, and God said, verse 11, and God said, 14, and God said, 20, and God said, 24, and God said, 26, and God said. Why are we told over and over and over, God said? Clearly, one of the crucial lessons that God wants us to learn in his word is that he does everything by his word. His word is all powerful. I just said his word is all powerful. Because we're required to live by faith. Remove the word of God, there is no faith. Faith coming how? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when God tells you live by faith, God tells you live by trusting an all-powerful word. And something all-powerful does not fail. And so creation is by God's word. Let's read that elsewhere. Psalm 33, verse 6 and verse 9. Psalm 33, 6 and 9, living by the word. Do you have that? Amen. The Bible says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Let's look at Psalm 33 again. Psalm 33 verse 6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Not just heaven, heavens. And the Bible frequently refers to the heavens. Alright, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the host of them. What is the host of them? Everything in the heavens. Give me examples. Angels, I'm glad you started with angels, whoever you are that said angels. Angels. I know you're about to say the planets, the sun, moon, and stars, and you're right. But angels are part of the hosts. What else makes up the hosts? Listen to Revelation 12, verse 12. Therefore, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Who is included under that? Ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Other worlds, where there are living beings. Now, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the host, angels, unfallen beings. Now, all right. How were the angels made?
By the word.
That's what the Bible says. Angels are not made from dirt. Let the Bible tell you how they were made. Go to Psalm 148. We read verses 1, 2, and 3. Our subject, living by the word. Psalm 148, verses 1, 2, and 5. Have you found it?
Amen.
Psalm 148. What verses did I say? 1, 2, and 5. Reading with me. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Verse 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Finish the verse. For he commanded, and they were created. In other words, God called the angels out of nothing. Now that is the power of?
God.
That's the power of?
God.
That's the power of?
God.
The word. Yes, God. You're right, Pastor. You're right. But I wanted the word. Because take away God, the word has no power. Are you with me? That's the power of the word. That God just said, angels come, and angels appeared. Listen to me again. God called the angels out of nothing. The word of God has power to create a living being out of nothing. You see that Bible in your hand? That's the power of God. Not ink or paper, the word. It's the power of God. All the power of God in his word. And so the angels were made by the word of God. Let me give you a quotation. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 38, paragraph 3. What book did I say? What page? What paragraph? Christ was the Son of God. He was one with him before the angels were called into existence. But we already read that from the Bible. Let's go to Isaiah 45. Read verse 12. This message may have to be parts 1 and 2. I'll see how the Lord leads. What book did I say? What chapter? Reading what verse? The Bible says, I have done what? Made the earth and created man upon it. Okay, that's the earth. Now, keep reading. I have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts have I commanded. So look at the verse again. We have two areas of existence. Where people live. Earth and heaven. Listen again. I have created the earth, or made the earth, and created man upon it. We have the earth and man. That's who lives on the earth. Are you following me? Second half of the verse, I, even my hand, have stretched out what? Heaven or heavens?
Heaven.
Heaven. Finish the verse now. And all the hosts have I commanded. First fact, God created the heaven and the earth. Second fact, he created by his word. Third fact, living beings were created by the word of God. Not his hands. Go back to Psalm 33. We read 6, we'll go to 9. Has anyone said, Lord, put your words in that man's mouth yet? No one, no one. You have? Thank you very much. God bless you. I mean that very seriously. Psalm 33, 6 and 9. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Now let me just switch this over here. I'll come back to it. We have by the word of the Lord. My handwriting is atrocious, but try to work out what I'm trying to write. Were the heavens made and all the host of them, finish the verse, by the breath of his mouth. Now, look at those two statements. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Word of the Lord, breath of his mouth are the same thing. There is something in the Bible. Parts of the Bible are poetry, parts history, parts prophecy, parts allegory. You must keep these in mind when you study the Bible to know how to study. The Psalms are largely poems. You have to keep this in mind as you read. Now, one of the features of Hebrew poetry in the Bible is something called parallelism. P-A-R-A-L-L-ism. Parallelism means these are two lines. This line says the same thing as that line. Are you with me? Listen to verse 9. For he spake, and it was done. Go on. He commanded, and it's the same thing. Are you with me? So that by the word of God were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. The breath of his mouth is his word. You see, all scripture is given by? The Greek word means God breathed. That's the breath of his mouth. The words he gave, the ideas to those who wrote the Bible. What I'm trying to stress is that it was by the word that God created. Including, well, let me go back over here. We have angels, we have unfallen beings. All right. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 44, paragraph 3. What book? What page? What paragraph? After the earth, with its teeming animal and vegetable life, had been called into existence. Huh? What can we add now to this list? Plants. Animals. They were called into existence. What were the animals made from? But they were called into existence. And they came made of dirt. Are you following me? If that's clear, say amen. Now here's what we have. Angels, a higher form of life than man, called into existence by the word of God. Beings and unfallen worlds, called into existence by the word of God. Vegetation, animal life, called into existence by the word of God. Inanimate things. What would that be? Rocks. Called into existence by the word of God. Then on what basis do we say that mankind was made differently? No, I said, on what basis do we say, where does the Bible say mankind was made differently? It doesn't say that. The Bible nowhere teaches that God made Adam by stooping down in the dirt, scooping up some dirt, and acting like a sculptor. It's not in the Bible. Nor in the writings of Ellen White. Now, there's a very good reason why we have to get this very clear. Are you following me? Let's go to Genesis 2. Let's read verse 7. I have 7 minutes to 8. Pastor, what do you have? Oh, I like your watch. All right. Genesis 2, verse 7. What does it say? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now he breathed into his nostrils. But what is the breath? The word. God spoke. There's so much I want to say tonight, but you mustn't give people a lot at one sitting. Let's take a look. Who created Adam? Be more specific. Jesus Christ. Do you understand Christ is the one who said, let there be light? Are you aware of that? The man who walked the streets of Galilee, who bled, who was abused, he was the one who said, let there be light. And only a God can create. The Bible is clear. In the Bible, the greatest proof that God is God is that he can create. You go to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11. Thus shalt thou say unto them, the gods which have not made the heaven and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth. God is saying, they can't create, I create. Creation is the greatest proof that God is divine. All right. So it was Jesus. Let's see Jesus giving life to another man. And see how he does it. Are you with me? Let's go to John 11. This is the same creator. Let's see how he does it. John 11. Lazarus has died. Christ comes to Bethany. Because Christ, you know, when Martha sent a message, he said, him whom thou lovest is dead. In Desire of Ages, page 524, paragraph 1, a beautiful quotation. Listen to it. The Savior blessed all who sought his help. He loves all the human family. But for some, he is bound by peculiarly tender associations. His heart was knit by a strong bond of affection to the family at Bethany. Name them. Mary, Martha, Lazarus. And for one of them, his most wonderful work was wrought. What we're reading is Christ deliberately reserved his greatest miracle. Why was it the greatest? Now, he is at the tomb of Lazarus. Let's read verse 39 of John 11, our subject, living by the word. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by now he stinketh. Why? For he hath been dead 4 days. Now, follow me closely. Don't sleep. What's happening up there in the balcony? He stinketh. What does she mean?
He's really dead.
Well, blessings upon you. He's really dead, yes. But let's be more specific than that. What did she... Now, okay, let me give you a clue. Go to Psalm 16. Listen to a prophecy about Jesus when he was in the grave. Psalm 16, let's read verse 10. Here's what the Bible says that the Father would not do. All right, yes, let the other folk who's slower than you find it. I know you're fast and sharp. All right, have we found Psalm 16, verse 10? Read with me. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. This prophecy was saying when Jesus died, the Father would call him from the grave before he began to what? Rot. Give me another word for rot. Decay. Give me another word. Starts with a D. Decompose. What is decomposition? Back to what? Back to dust, Pastor. It's the return to dust. If that's clear, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, Jesus raised the daughter of Jairus. Am I right? Yes. That's not his greatest miracle. Jesus raised the son of the widow of Nain. Am I right? Yes. But those people hadn't been dead 4 days. In the case of Lazarus, why was it his greatest miracle? He's about to bring back someone from the dust. What was Adam made from? Here's the same creator. Where's Lazarus? In the tomb. Where's Jesus? Outside the tomb. Does Jesus have two ways to give life? No. Talk to me. Does Jesus have two ways to give life? One, the breath of life. Not two. To an intelligent being, whether angel, unfallen world, human being, he has one way to give life to an intelligent being, the breath of life. Now, here is the same man who created Adam. Here's someone going back to dust. Jesus stands a distance away from him. What does Jesus do? What does he do? The word. The word. What does he say? Lazarus, come forth. Did he touch him?
No.
Did he breathe into his nostrils?
No.
Yes. How? By the word. Are you with me? Yes, by the word. Why? Because by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. The breath of his mouth is the word. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 320, paragraph 2. Listen carefully. No, before we read that one, let's go to the Ministry of Healing, page 415, paragraph 1. Very fascinating statement. Listen to it carefully. What book did I say? What page?
415.
Paragraph 1. Listen carefully. Through Christ, a personal God created man and endowed him with intelligence and power. Is there anything wrong with that statement? Listen again. Through Christ. Did God create through Christ?
Yes.
Through Christ, a personal God. Is God personal?
Yes.
Created man. Did he create man? Yes. And endowed him with intelligence and power. Are all of those things correct? Yes. Now here's a statement. Through Christ, a personal God created man and endowed him with intelligence and power. Is that correct? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I left out something. It's correct, but not complete. Now here's the quotation as we talk about the word. Listen. Through Christ, the word, a personal God created man and endowed him with intelligence and power. Now why does she say the word? Because it was done by the word. Listen to John 1. Don't go there. Don't go. You must know it. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Stop. There's two people. The word, who's the other person? God. The same was in the beginning with God. Two people again. All things were made by him, one person. And without him was not anything made that was made. Now, who is him?
Jesus.
Who is him?
The word.
The word. The Bible says all things were made by?
Jesus.
All things were made by?
The word.
The word. Do you know when God saves you, he saves you by the word? You know when God, this is the Matthew 8, verse 16. And when the evil was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, they came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, and grievously tormented. Matthew 8, 5 and 6 to 7. Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 7 of Matthew 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only. Now, here's a quotation from Desire of Ages, page 320, paragraph 2. I said that too quickly. The Desire of Ages, page 320, paragraph 2. Listen microscopically. As the word that bade the first man live still gives us life. As Christ's word, young man, I say unto thee, arise, give life to the youth of Nain. So that word, arise from the dead, is life to the soul that receives it. What is she saying? The same word that brought Adam to life is the same word that gives us life spiritually. Christ Object Lessons, page 80, paragraph 2. Listen. Christ created the seed as he created the earth. By his word. When she says the earth and everything in it. By his word. Now, creation at a physical level and salvation are the same. One is physical, one is spiritual. Let me show you what I mean. What I'm trying to stress tonight is the word of God. Are you with me? All right. Go to Hebrews 11, verse 3. Well, there's no one on that camera, so I have to move. Hebrews 11, verse 3, our subject, living by the word. God is good. And all the time. Yes, indeed. Do you have Hebrews 11, verse 3? The Bible says, read with me, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What theologians call that creation ex nihilo, out of nothing. Are you with me? Creation out of nothing. Now, whoever built this church needed what? Raw materials. Whoever made this suit needed raw materials. God does not need raw materials. There's a French chemist, mathematician called Antoine Lavoisier, for those of you who did chemistry. He is famous for saying, matter can neither be destroyed nor created. That doesn't apply to God. Are you with me? God can create matter and destroy it. It applies to us, not God. The Bible says, God created out of nothing. Now, for creation, no raw materials. We need a secure back for this thing. Now, let's look at salvation. Go to John 6. Let's read verse 63. We're looking at salvation. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new what? Now, the proper translation is new creation. Are you with me? It's new creation. Physical creation is a symbol of spiritual creation, and it's done the same way. What book did I say? John. What chapter? 6. What verse? 63. Read with me if you have the King James Version. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. What does quickeneth mean? Give life. The flesh profiteth what? Nothing. All right. Now we have salvation now. In salvation, we have no raw material. Why? The flesh profiteth nothing. In other words, there's nothing in the carnal nature you can give to God and say, Father, why don't you start with this? Go to John chapter 3. The same Jesus speaking. John 3, let's read verse 6. Are you there?
Yes.
Read with me. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's all it is. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, Jesus said the flesh profiteth nothing. He said flesh is all flesh, which means there is not one ounce of the Spirit in the flesh. The flesh is 100% bad. Jesus says, Paul says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Are you with me? So when it comes to salvation, there is nothing we can offer God and say, here is some raw material, use this to make a saint. Go to Romans 7. Romans 7, let's read verse 18. It's not that far from John. You should have found it by now. Romans 7, verse 18. Read with me, what does it say? For I know what? That in me, that is, in my flesh, finish the verse, dwelleth no good thing. Now, the Bible says the flesh has nothing good in it. That's all we are, until we converted. Which means, for God to make a different creature out of us, He has to create from nothing. Oh, is my mic... Where is it? Mr. Expert? Am I... Let's see. The devil is busy, but God is busier.
Battery's good.
Uh-huh. There's nothing wrong with me. At least tonight. Thank you, my good brother, for alerting me to the fact that we've lost a little power. Can I use one of these things before...
So what's the tightness down to?
All right, let's see. Oh, could be.
No.
All right. Any connection yet? No? All right. Well, let's... Wait, I thought I heard something. Okay. All right, there we are. All right, okay. We had none, now we have too much. Okay, that's life. Is it all right now? Okay. How did God create the world and the universe? Out of nothing. How does he save? Out of nothing. Now, go to James 1, read verse 18. Creation of the world, the heavens and the earth, out of nothing. Listen to James 1:18. By the way, James was the half-brother of Jesus. Do you have it? James 1:18. Read with me now. Of his own will. Stop. Who told God create the universe? Nobody. His own will. Are you with me? No, no, you're not with me. Are you with me? Of his own will he created. Now, his spiritual creation of his own will. Begat he us how? With the word of truth. What does begat mean? To give birth, to give life. The verse says, we are given spiritual life by the word of truth. Creation of heaven and earth, by the word. Salvation of a soul, which is creation, by the word. Listen to me. I may not be getting through to you. This is supernatural power. Now, why have I been stressing we were made by the word? Because there is a principle in the Bible. The same thing that creates is the thing that maintains. Are you with me? The same word that creates is the same word that maintains creation. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. No, no, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3. Time is flying. It's already 10 after 8. I know you'll have to go to work tomorrow, school. When you take time for God, God covers you. Believe that. He really does. So if you give me extra time, your boss accepts God will deal with him. Don't worry. All right. What book did I say? 2 Peter. What chapter? 3. Reading verse 5 and verse 7. Read with me now, microscopically. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, come on, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Heaven and earth by the word of God. Read verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. Stop. The word that created is the word that keeps in store or maintains. The same word. Same power. That is why no angel can run the universe. Because the universe must be run by the same power that made it. And that's divine power. Are you following me? No angel can run the universe. Because the universe was made by divine power, not angelic power. And the power that made it is the only power that can preserve it. Same thing spiritually. The power that saves you from sin is the power that keeps you from sin. Can you say amen? Same power. Now, so we have, let's go to Hebrews 1:9 now. 1:3. Two books from 2 Peter should be Hebrews, or three books. First Peter, James, then Hebrews. Chapter 1, verse 3. Listen again to how the universe is maintained. Let's read from verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Are you picking up? And upholding what? How many things? All things. How? By the word of his power. Now, let's go over here. No, let's go here. This is the word that creates. Then this must be the word that does what? Sustains. Now, how were human beings made? By the word. How must they be sustained? By the word. What did Jesus tell Satan in the wilderness? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Now, that does not only apply to sinners. That applied before Adam sinned. Am I talking to myself? That was the way it should have been before Adam sinned. Now, we're not really dealing with the sanctuary. There would have been no need for the sanctuary if Adam had lived by every word. No need. When he deviated by one microscopic detail, catastrophe. That's what the Bible always says. Do all my commandments. Do all. Do all. Do all. We prefer 99%. And 99% obedience just makes you a nice person going to hell. Because if you obey God 99%, who controls the 1%? And God does not share the throne of your heart. And so, my brothers and sisters, we were made by the Word. We must survive by the Word. If you say we were not made by the Word, then how are we to survive? That which creates is that which maintains. I told God all day today, I'm trying to lift up your Word. This is your ticket to eternal life. You know how Christ dwells in your heart? By the Word. How do we please God? How? The just shall live how? Without faith it is him. But faith cometh how? By the Word. And hearing by the Word of God. My brothers and sisters, this is what God has ordained to save you and sustain you. That's why God raises the preachers to preach the Word. If it's not the truth, it's not preaching, it's just speaking. That is why you must be careful to whom you listen. Whether in a church or on television. Because if the word of truth gives life, what does error do? It kills. Error kills spirituality. It doesn't kill church attendance. It kills spirituality. Because the people who said, crucify him, they were always in church. More often than Jesus. Truth. That's how the heavens were made. That's how the earth was made. That's how the angels were made. That's how unfallen beings were made. That's how the animal kingdom was made. That's how vegetation was made. That's how man was made. And that which makes us must sustain us. Now, question for you, don't answer me. Do you study God's Word? No, I said don't answer me. That's disobedience. Do you study God's Word? Let me hold the Word. Hold the Word. I like to hold the Word. If you don't, you are endangering your eternal salvation. This is the only thing that intimidates the devil. Going to church does not intimidate Satan. Because he goes to church. I'm not saying stop going to church. I'm not saying that. I'm saying is that Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. And so tonight, I want you to consider, how am I given life? By the creative word of God. How am I preserved? By the creative word of God. How am I saved? By the creative word of God. This. Now, if this can create the universe, can it sustain you in temptation? But you must take it as it reads. Listen to it as it reads. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, let there be a blessing for the tithe. And there was a blessing. Jesus tells us we ought to be children to enter the kingdom. Children just say yes. They just believe anything you say. Are you with me? Now we are to believe anything God says. That's what is called simple faith. Sometimes I say to God, Father, I'm so sorry that you allow some people to get advanced degrees. Some of the worst things you can do to a person, give the person a degree. All of a sudden, the person can't understand ABC. The person, God can't tell the person anything. I know everything. The Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's the word. Keep it holy. And God will bless you. The Bible says, therefore shall a man leave his wife, his mother and father, and cleave to his wife. Man and woman, not man and man, woman and woman. Obey the word. Not the Supreme Court. I want you to make a commitment tonight to take a second look at God's word. It is the only thing that will sustain you. Here's how I explain it. Pastor, lend me your Bible. Your Bible is black. I want a black Bible. Black color. Thank you very much. What color is this? I'm talking about living by the word. This is black. How do you know it's black? Your senses. Which sense? Sight. Sight tells you this is black. But you cannot trust senses. In John 12, Jesus said, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said, it thundered. But what was the sound? The voice of God. People heard it and said, it thundered. What sense were they using? Were they misled? Yes. Others said, an angel spake. Only Jesus recognized the voice of the Father. Your senses can mislead. This does not mislead. Now, you tell me this is black because one of your senses informs you that way and informs me. Okay, this is black. But if you find a Bible verse that says this is white. Even though you see, you must say, that's living by faith. You see black. But the word says white. And so you say white. Now, the whole world says the Sabbath is Sunday. That's what you see. But what's the Bible say? The seventh day. No matter, you see the whole world. The whole world can't be wrong. Yes. The whole world says black. But the Bible says white. And so you go with white, even though the whole world laughs at you, living by faith. Because faith, this is the word that created the heavens. This is the word that created the earth. And this is the word that changes your life and sustains you and equips you for a place in God's kingdom. This word of this Bible, this is what will allow you to raise your children properly. This will bring your husband back. Or your wife. This will drive the drugs out of your nephew. This will heal your disease. Everything Christ did, he did by the word. He created, sustains, cast out demons, healed the sick. How did he forgive? Thy sins are forgiven. That's the word. How does he sanctify? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is. How does he cleanse us internally? He is clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The flower fadeth, the grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth, but the word of God endureth forever. Make a commitment tonight to make time for God's word every day. Without this, we are living dead. You know, there's a saying, there's a movie years ago called Dead Man Walking. Without this, you are dead person walking. The Bible says that's possible. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible says, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Dead woman walking, dead man walking without this. And as this brought Lazarus from the grave, as this gave life to Adam, it will give life to you. It is the only thing that intimidates the devil. And so I close it, and I ask you, in the name of Jesus, how many of you will make a commitment tonight to make time for God's word every day? Listen to me, every day. Can I see your hands? Leave your hands up. Do you mean that?
Yes.
Do you mean that?
Yes.
Hands down. Do you know there's a recording angel that writes everything we do? He just recorded your response. Do you want him to change it? Now keep your word. Here's what I want you to do. Time is it, Pastor? Quickly. 8:20. I have 10 minutes. First thing at night, in the morning, take a few verses. Read them. Read them 10 times. Then ask yourself, what is it saying? In other words, what's it saying to me? The first reason for studying the Bible is to discover God's will for your life for that day. Do you know God wants to guide you day by day? How did he guide the Israelites? Day by day. We do not understand God wants to guide us day by day, but he guides us day by day through the word. So you open the Bible, you say, Lord, as I study, speak to me. Listen to me. God will talk to you. Many of us want God to write on the clouds and make a loud noise like thunder. This is how God communicates. And so you take a verse, you read it, you read it, you read it, you listen to your voice as you say it. It's the voice of God. The word of the God is the voice of God. And you ask, Father, you study the Bible out loud, conversationally. Father, what is this saying? What are you trying to, that's how you, how, what are you saying to me? After you've done that, whether you get an answer or not, you move to the next question. Is this verse telling me there's something I need to do or stop doing? You ask that. Is it telling me stop something I'm doing or start doing I'm not doing? The next question you ask, how does this verse help me to understand Jesus a little more clearly? Jesus is a superstar of the Bible. And you ask these questions. Literally ask the questions of God. Father, what does this tell me about Jesus? When you've done that, you pray, close the book, go about your business. Last thing at night, you come back to it. During the day, something may have happened to open your eyes. You come back to it. Same thing. And as the word speaks to you, obey. What did I say?
Obey.
If you do that, the word of God will begin to change your life. It will recreate you in the image of God. Let me say my words again. It will recreate you in the image of God. Adam was made in the image of God by the word of God. And only that image will qualify us for place in God's kingdom. And the same word that made him will make us spiritually. My brothers and sisters, can you say with me, God, thank you for your word. Can I see your hands? Thank you for your... Could you stand up with me? Thank you for your word. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Dear God, we thank you, Father, for the word of life. It's our guide, Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Verse 130 of that same psalm, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. This Father in heaven, let us say like Job, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And as Jesus said in Matthew 4, verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. And when he said man, Father, he included himself. That's how he lived. Dear God in heaven, with all the responsibilities that call upon our time every day, let us make time for that which is priority one, your word. Because Jesus gives us some sober advice. What is a man profited? If he gains the whole world, extends his career, gets another advanced degree, buys another house, has four more children, and loses his soul. It makes no sense, dear God. Drum that into our heads. Your word is our life. So as we leave tonight, Father, let us leave gritting our teeth in determination in our hearts. We will find time for this life-giving word. And as we study, Father, we realize we will love your word. The more we study, the more we love it. Because to love the word is to love you. Take everyone safely home, dear God. Bring us back tomorrow different from the way we were tonight. Let us bring someone with us to hear your word. Protect us as we sleep, dear God. In Jesus' name I pray, let God's people say, amen and amen. God bless you. I love you. Come back tomorrow night and hear God's word again.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.